information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight live on the turf in Sydney. High school football starts tonight here on WCDO. It's the Sydney Warriors and the Harpersville Afton Hornets. And Tim, it's great to be back. We have not done this in a long time together. So glad to see you, old friend.
Yeah, it's great to see you too, Nate. And I'm really excited about this football game tonight. It's been a while since we've been able to do this. And we're going to have a good game right here on the turf.
Want to welcome everybody into our Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Both teams out on the field here, getting their final preparations ready. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you ready for kickoff between Sydney and Harpersville Afton. It's high school football tonight on WCDO.
We want your trade-in. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I've noticed that too many times car buyers only shop and compare the selling price of a vehicle. This can be a really big mistake because the value you're getting on your trade-in could save you even more money. And at Butler Auto Sales, we are proud to say we usually give you both the best selling price and the best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything with a motor as a trade-in, even boats and motorcycles. And did you know, Butler Auto will buy your car in any condition, even if you're not trading it in. We will always give you a fair price for it, too. So get the best of both worlds at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit us online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, it is our goal to never lose a customer over price.
Choose from the area's largest selection of pre-owned vehicles and get the best of both worlds. Best selling price and best trade-in value at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. See every vehicle and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
Apply now for your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Why? Because from February 1st to April 30th, 2021, you'll get an extra low interest rate of either 5.9% APR or 7.9% APR. These rates will apply on all new purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers. With no balance transfer fees, you can pay off those high interest credit cards and save money or pay your taxes. Don't miss this opportunity and these exceptional low rates on your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard. And if you don't have one, apply today at Shandello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Some restrictions may apply. Find out more at shandello.org.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. You can also go back anytime and listen to these games in our game audio archive. Again, all courtesy of SFCU. So Tim, I was trying to think earlier today, how many months has it been since we last did this? It has to be, well, it's over a year now, so, I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it definitely has. I was just thinking about that, and I was thinking that the last time that we were here calling a game, we watched Mr. Matthews play here.
Yes.
And he's gone now, and, you know, it's crazy that we missed all of last year, but obviously we have been in a strange situation in the world today, and we're back, though. That's a good thing.
We're definitely back. Again, thanks for listening into the Butler Auto pregame show here today. Sydney did have a game last weekend here on the turf. They fell to Newark Valley in their season opener. Now, this is Harpersville Afton's first game of the season. They were supposed to play Bainbridge Guilford last weekend. It did not happen. So I think we're going to see throughout this year some guys knocking the rust off, trying to get back into it, working into some new positions. Like you said, a lot of new faces, the Liam Matthews and some of those guys, Nick Ravel, all gone here for Sydney. So we'll see what Coach Matthews and Coach Zern dial up here today as Sydney will get the ball first. And this Harpersville Afton team definitely has some athletes on it. Excited to watch them today as well.
And I was just going to add to that, you know, the wind is just absolutely blowing dead right across the field, so it ought to be interesting to see if the ball can be put up in the air tonight.
Yeah, you look at the flag off to our right of the press box here. It's whipping. I was down on the field during the pregame, and it was hard for those guys to throw the ball around. So we'll see if it's a running type of night, or maybe Coach Matthews has some tricks up his sleeve. So Harpersville Afton will be doing the kicking, and they're going to kick this one deep. And Sydney will be picking it up around the 25-yard line. We'll have a return up to the 30, bouncing out to about the 33-yard line here for the Sydney Warriors. That's Charlie Thiel returning it for Sydney.
Thiel for a 13-yard return gives the Warriors the ball, first and 10.
I never know what we're going to see from Coach Matthews here. I mean, he's run so many different offenses over the years. I'll be interested to see what he dials up, but we will have Peyton Mosier at QB here tonight. And, you know, when I talked to Coach Matthews about that, he said Peyton gives them the option. He can take off and run. He's so athletic, and he can also throw the ball. He's got that baseball arm. So we'll see what he does here tonight. He's in the shotgun. As Sydney goes right to left, they'll hand it off. And right up the middle, this will be a first down run right up the middle to the 45-yard line and off the bottom of the pile here. Let's see who the ball carrier was there. Hard to see with some of these numbers, but that is a first down run here for Sydney.
Yeah, real nice play just off the right tackle gap and made a nice little cut in the hole and got the first down yardage.
So going to be a first and 10 here, and now they'll hand it off again. Same running back across the Sydney S. This is Chris Marino. So back-to-back runs there for Marino. Just had a bad angle on his number there, but he's at the Sydney S and a first down. Well, he got the first down and now 5 yards on the second try there.
Yeah, Marino's getting some really good push by the offensive line led by Ian Fogarty and that whole crew up front for the Warriors.
And here's Zach Harrington coming in. Marino heads to the bench after those two good handoffs. They'll go to Harrington, and he's going to pick up a first down again right in between the hashes into Hornets territory to the 40-yard line. Harrington got hurt last week, and so it's good to see him back out there.
Yeah, definitely a good thing to see that young man out there and really wants to play ball. That's why he's there.
Yeah, we had him on our podcast earlier this year. Of course, he's going to be doing some wrestling in college, but he said, hey, I want to finish it up with some football, that's for sure. So this will be a first and 10 for Sydney. They're in the maroon tonight with the gray helmet, the white pants. This will be a QB keeper for Mosier, and he's going to run forward about 3 yards before he's dragged down.
Yeah, nice little play by Mosier there, just on the quarterback keep off the right side. Gets about 3 yards. It'll bring up second down and 7.
James Craig was in on the tackle there for the Hornets. So again, Sydney's in the maroon tops tonight, the white pants, and the gray helmet has the Sydney S on the side. Harpersville Afton is in the white tops tonight, the navy blue pants, and the navy blue helmet has a gold H on the side there of the helmet for the Hornets. And they'll run it off for Harrington again. Sydney with the ball again, just running it right up the gut. This line is opening up some big holes. I believe that's going to be another first down as Sydney is down to the Harpersville Afton 30-yard line now.
Yeah, real nice hole right there just off the left side that time, opened up by the Warriors line, and they are getting some really good push right now. The running back is not getting touched until he hits the second level. So good job by that offensive line of the Warriors.
12:35 to go in this first quarter tonight in Sydney. High school football on WCDO. Sydney with their first possession of the game, trying to march down and maybe put one in the end zone. This will be a little sweep to the outside looking for Harrington, but nothing doing there as the Hornets come up big on defense there with Brady Batice.
Yeah, Brady Batice did a really nice job, turned it back inside, made a nice tackle, and caught the Warriors for about a four-yard loss, or second down and 14.
What really struck me, Tim, during warm-ups is this Hornets team looks pretty athletic out there. I think, you know, in the secondary especially, they got some fast guys. So 12 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between the Warriors and the Hornets on a windy night here on the turf up on the hill at Sydney High School. And this will be Mosier on a second down here. They're going to try to run it up the middle again. And this time the Hornets line says no. Leading the charge there for the Hornets was Rocco Ardruni.
Rocco did a really nice job, got rid of his blocker and made the tackle in the backfield. Loss of about 2 yards will bring up third down and 16.
So the Hornets now trying to make a little stand here. At first it was kind of Sydney slashing and gashing, and now the Hornets starting to settle in. You got to remember, this is their first game. This is probably their first real contact here and their first night on the turf as well, and now we're going to have our first flag, as it looks like the Hornets maybe jumped early there.
Yeah, there was a few guys that were actually on their way to the quarterback without without the ball being snapped, so definitely against the Hornets.
So this will help out Sydney a little bit, get them a couple extra yards. 11:20 to go in the first quarter. It is a 0-0 ball game. Going to be a third down and I would say about 11 to go here for the Warriors. QB keeper for Mosier dances up the middle in between the tackles, tries to spin. He's going to be very close to a first down. I think he's maybe a yard or two short. Good running there by Mosier, though.
Yeah, real nice. Kept it off to the left side, made a nice cut in the linebacker area, and then went to the right side and got almost to the first down yardage.
Going to be a fourth down. Sydney's deep in Hornets territory. They're going to go for it. I'd say it's about a fourth and two, and they are at the Hornets' 29-yard line. Mosier barking out the signals here. He peers over to the bench to Coach Zern. 10:45 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and Harpersville-Afton. And now it looks like we might have a play clock hadn't run down. I thought maybe somebody was going to take a timeout to call the bluff there. But the officials are going to get together here. So this gives Sydney a little extra minute to try to figure out what they might want to do here.
Yeah, well, they looked up and Sydney was, you know, changing the play and taking their time. And I looked over and I was like, wow, where's the play clock at?
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened there.
And so with 10:35 to go in this first quarter, a fourth down and two, Sydney is deep in Harpersville-Afton territory. Mosier's going to run to the outside, to the right side. He gets right to the pylon. He's tackled out of bounds. Boy, this is going to be really, really close. A photo finish getting to that pylon before he was knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, and the referee was right on top of it. We'll see where he marks him out.
You know, Harpersville is saying that he was short. Of course, Sydney's saying they think he got it. And this is going to be very close here. The officials getting together to look at it on that far side. And we'll see. They did flip it over to be a first down, but who has the ball? That's the true question.
Looks like the Harpersville-Afton team has stopped the Warriors.
Yeah. So the defense holds here for the Hornets. The officials are going to come over and maybe tell Coach Matthews about this. I think he wants a little bit of an explanation. The Hornets are ready to get this play ready on offense, as it appears at the moment that they've taken over on downs with 10.5 to go in the first quarter. And again, a scoreless game early between Sydney and Harpersville-Afton on the turf tonight at Sydney High School.
Yeah, they were moving the ball really well, and then all of a sudden they just got a couple of places where they lost the yardage in the backfield, and that kind of stalled that drive. And good job by the boys in white and blue.
So the officials have come over and asked to change the game clock now from 10:31 to 7:31. So it must be a little confusion there between the game clock and what they were keeping on the field. So 7:31 is now on the game clock. Comes from the officials down on the field. And a scoreless game between Sydney and Harpersville-Afton. And so here are the Hornets with their first drive of the night. And they're going to run it to the outside, and a good look here. And the Hornets are across the 50 to the 40 on that far side, tripped up in Sydney territory. We'll see who the running back was. They'll get it deep into Sydney territory at about the 35-yard line. That was Luke Merrill wearing number 10 on the far side.
Yeah, 40-yard run right there off to the left side. Looked like the Warriors had him bottled up, but he popped out of the pile and sprung up the sideline.
Of course, their quarterback is Brody Oleksak, one of the best wrestlers in the area, went to states last year. And Luke Merrill, a very good basketball player for Harpersville, has a lot of speed. We saw it right there on that play. 6:50 to go here, first quarter. We're scoreless. Hornets with the ball for the first time tonight as they go left to right. They're going to hand it off up the middle. And bouncing to the outside, this is Butais. And on the second play of offense here tonight for the Hornets, they're going to run one in with Brady Butais.
Wow, what a nice little play. They run out of the wishbone, give it to the first guy in the formation. He takes it off to the left side and just goes into the end zone untouched.
Boy, the Harpersville-Afton Hornets making it look pretty easy right there, and they are going to go for two. How far do you think that run was, Tim?
I'm going to say the touchdown run was probably 25 yards.
So a 25-yard TD there for Butais. Very nicely done for the Hornets. Now, actually, they're going to kick here. Tim, this is one of our favorite things when a team likes to kick. So
with this crosswind.
Yeah, the Hornets are going to go for the extra point here, waiting for the snap. It's good. Hold is good. Kick is up, and it is good. And so the extra point is good there for Harpersville-Afton. We'll find out who our kicker was when we come back. It's the Hornets leading the Warriors 7-0 with 6:42 to go in the first quarter on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otego. 988-9264.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, and that was Kevin McEwen with the return here for Sydney after that Harpersville-Afton score. Sydney will take over here at about the 36-yard line with their second chance on offense tonight. So a 7-0 lead for Harpersville-Afton on two plays, a nice long run by Luke Merrill, and then running it in from about 25 yards out was Brady Butais, and then the kick was from Jamie McWhirter. So very nicely done by the Hornets and head coach Jason Lyon, drawing up that game plan. So let's see if Sydney can answer here, Tim.
Yeah, really nice offensive formation for them, for Harpersville-Afton, because they're running out of the wishbone, which I think has given Sydney a little bit of an issue.
So a 7-0 lead here for the Hornets over the Warriors in this first quarter with about 6.5 minutes to go. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. Handoff will be to Harrington, up the middle again, across the 40 to about the 42-yard line here for Sydney.
Yeah, he gets close to 5 on that carry. Let's say 4. 4 yards will bring up 2nd down and 6.
And so we'll see if Sydney can answer. Again, Sydney did get a game in last week, losing to Newark Valley here at home. This is the first game of the season for Harpersville-Afton in this Fall 2 season where all the local football teams will be able to get a couple of games in. And they'll try to run to the outside here with Mosier, and then he'll try to toss one up to the outside, but nobody home, as that one was off the hands of Danny Calkins.
Yeah, Mosier was coming up to the left side trying to make a little swing pass into the flat, and it was incomplete.
So a 2nd down coming up here. Actually, no, a 3rd down coming up for Sydney. This will be a 3rd and about 5 to go as they approach midfield going right to left. And so Harpersville-Afton trying to dial up that defense again as they were able to force Sydney into a 4th down situation on that last drive, and they were able to hold strong right at the 1st down marker. Sydney will try to throw to the outside. It is a complete pass to about the 47-yard line, but again, it's right on the sticks. We're going to see.
That's close.
Yeah, it's going to be a 4th and inches here for Sydney.
4th and short.
And the catch on the far side was to Alec Fogarty.
Yeah, real nice little play over there, but he just didn't quite get the distance to get the 1st down, but Sydney is punting on this play.
So Sydney looks like, actually, I think they're going to go for it. And so Mosier's in the shotgun. Looking over to the sideline here for the call from Coach Zern. Looks like they're going to change it right at the line. Harrington is going to go from the left hip there of Mosier to his right hip. And They're going to keep it with Mosier, and he is stuffed in the backfield. Great defense there by the Hornets. I don't see any flags on the play, but streaking in was Hayden Burns to make the tackle.
Yeah, really nice play right there by Burns. Shot out of a cannon was he and into the backfield, and then he put his hip or put his pads right into the hips of the running back. Got him short of the first down. Now it's first down for Harpersville Afton.
So let's see if this Hornets offense can do it again here with 5:52 to go in this first quarter. And again, it's a 7-0 lead, as Tim said, for Harpersville Afton over Sydney. And this is great field position for the Hornets as they're going left to right. They're in Sydney territory, starting on a first down at the Sydney 45. They're going to pitch it to the outside here for the Hornets. And bouncing again to the outside to the 30. We do have a flag on the play, but taking this one all the way to the house will be Brady Boutais once again. But let's see what this flag is. It is going to be against the Hornets, so it'll call this one back.
Yeah, it calls back a 44-yard touchdown run out on to the right side, a sweep led by two blockers, and they hooked somebody, and the referees caught him.
We talked a little bit about it, Tim, during pregame, that Harpersville Afton did look very athletic. We've seen that so far here tonight.
Yeah, they definitely have some athletic players out there, and they're doing a really good job with that formation of confusing Sydney defense right now.
5:42 to go in the first quarter. It's Harpersville Afton with a 7-0 lead over Sydney. And so this is going to back up on the penalty, the Hornets into their own territory. Again, they're going left to right. They're still close to the Sydney S, but they're going to be on their own 47-yard line now. And you know, this wind still continues to whip down there. I know it's supposed to calm down a little bit here, according to the weather forecast, but so far we haven't seen much success with Sydney throwing the ball. And we'll see what Harpersville Afton tries to do here. They've had so much success on the ground game. See if they continue to stick with that. And they'll pitch it to the outside. A little cutback run here. This time Sydney is able to answer. About a 3-yard run here for Luke Merrill.
Yeah, they tried the same play. Just went to the left side on that time, and Sydney stopped it with a 3-yard gain. We'll bring up second down and 17.
Yes, the Hornets facing a second and long here, as Tim said, with the clock at 5:20 to go in the first quarter. A 7-0 lead for Harpersville Afton football on the road here tonight at Sydney. And boy, yeah, you can hear that wind out there. We're nice and safe in the press box here, but I'm looking at the referee's shirt, and it's just kind of, you know, really whipping back and forth there.
I'm just concerned about the guy that's up on top of the roof here.
Yeah, that's not the place to be here tonight. Hornets with the ball here on a second and long. They're going to run a sweep to the far side. Sydney's got good position on this one. Boutais is able to run around the corner, and so this is going to be third manageable here. He crosses the 40, pushed out at about the 37.
Yeah, nice little play. The traditional jet sweep from Harpersville to the right side, and nice block on at the point of attack. I'm not sure what the young man was number, but real nice block, got him the edge, and brings up third down and 2.
I thought that was really good patient running as well there to kind of wait that one out.
Yeah, he did. He was waiting for that block to be executed, and then as soon as it happened, he just turned it up the field.
And so here again is Brady Oleksak under center for the Hornets on a third down and about 3 to go. Let's see if they can convert. They're in Sydney territory. They hand off to Merrill to the outside. He's able to break a tackle, get right to the line. I think he's going to be short, though. Good job by the Warriors defense.
Yeah, nice job by the running back to break the tackle in the backfield. Otherwise, that would have been a big loss. But, yeah, he gets about 1, so it's going to bring up fourth down and about 1.5.
4.5 to go. Clock is still moving in this first quarter. It's a 7-0 game for Harpersville Afton, leading Sydney. And the Hornets are going to go for it this deep in Sydney territory. They're going to roll the dice. You think back to the first down. I mean, their first play, they had a touchdown called back. And so now they're trying to convert to keep this drive alive. Sydney trying to hold on. Oleksak is under center. He's got so many options in the backfield there, Tim. We'll talk about that in a minute. They're going to hand it off to Merrill. He easily breaks through the line, and he's going to head to the house here unless somebody can catch him. He's in for a Hornets touchdown, and that was a great run there by Luke Merrill.
Yeah, 36-yard touchdown run by Luke Merrill right off the left guard and tackle gap, and really never was touched until he got touched by a high five from his teammate.
Wow, a nice run there by Luke Merrill. And that is going to give this Hornets team a 13-0 lead over Sydney with 3:56 to go in this first quarter. And so Harpersville Afton will be looking to kick the extra point once again. Hayden Burns will be doing the holding duties. Snap is good. Hold is good. This kick is up and no good. actually hit the crossbar there and then bounced down to the turf. So with that touchdown, Harper Zalapton leads Sydney 13-0 late in the first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell and Tim Cunning with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight, courtesy of SFCU, it is Afton Harpersville with a 13-0 lead over Sydney. 3:56 to go in this first quarter. I've been impressed with the Hornets so far, Tim. How about you?
Yeah, definitely. Their offensive line is really pushing the Warriors back, and their running backs are not getting touched until they're through the linebackers.
And so the Warriors will field a little squib kick here down at about the 30-yard line, and so that's where Sydney will take over, going right to left. And again, Sydney's in the maroon tonight with the gray helmets and the white trim, and the offense needs to get going here.
Yeah, since the first possession, they haven't really done very much moving the ball, and I think Harpersville Afton made a couple of adjustments on the defense, and they definitely have the number of the Warriors right now.
You wonder how much the Hornets, you know, having to sit home last week, watch everybody else play, they got to be fired up to get here tonight and have this chance to play their first game of this shortened season. Little pitch here for Sydney to the outside for Harrington. Good for about 5 yards before he's knocked out of bounds at the 35.
Yeah, nice little option pitch right there, but I believe there's a flag on the play.
We'll see who this is against from the officials. Looks like it might be backing Sydney up. And it is going to be a holding against the Sydney Warriors.
That was kind of strange because it looked like Harpersville Afton wasn't quite ready, and Sydney caught him off guard, but then the penalty is going to push him back even further.
So this is going to push Sydney back to just about, let's see where they're going to spot this exactly. They're going in the wrong direction. They're back to their own 20-yard line now.
Yeah, so they're bringing up first and 20.
And so again, 3:50 to go in this first quarter. It is Harpersville Afton with a 13-0 lead over Sydney here in this high school football contest tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. It's a windy one here in Sydney tonight. And here is Mosier, the Sydney senior quarterback. He's going to hand it off, and here's Harrington to the outside. Cuts back. The ball is loose on the turf. Let's see who comes up with it here. I think the Hornets might have been able to jump on it. And the officials say that the Hornets have it. That fumble is at the 20-yard line.
What a great tackle that was right there. He put his helmet right on the football, and the ball came dislodged and on the ground, and he had some teammates jump on top of it. So first and 10 on the turnover for Harpersville Afton.
Boy, this Hornets team looks hungry, I tell you that much. As that ball was on the turf, and there was two guys just really ready to jump right on it. Great field position here for the Hornets, and the Sydney defense is going to have to come up big here. And so here is Alexak. He's the quarterback here, the senior QB for this Hornets team. Under center, waiting for the snap. He's got a man in motion going from left to right. They'll hand it off again to Merrill right up the middle. Tripped up at the line, but good for about 4 yards, I would say.
Different formation there. One back in the backfield with Alexak right there, and gets about 4 yards on the play, second down and 6.
13-0 lead for Harpersville Afton over Sydney. Clock is moving down to 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. As the Hornets will have about a second and 6 here. They're deep in Sydney territory going left to right. Ball is on the 15-yard line. Alexak is under center. He's got one wide receiver split to the left, one to the right. Man in motion is Merrill. Instead, they'll hand it off and right up the gut again. See who the runner is coming off the bottom of the pile. I believe that's going to be Colton Sikowski coming up there after just about a gain of 4, I would say.
Sikowski with no lead blockers does it all on his own, gets hit right at line of scrimmage and takes 2 of the Warrior tacklers with him for the extra 2 yards, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 1.
So a good run there by Sikowski, and a key 3rd down here for the Hornets. They're deep again in Sydney territory, going to be about a 3rd and 1 on the Sydney 10-yard line. And that Sydney D-line definitely has some size, definitely has some talent. They're going to have to make a big push here, Tim.
Yeah, they're going to have to make a play into the backfield of the Harper's Laughton team. But they're in the wishbone again.
2:10 to go in the first quarter. 13-0 lead for the Hornets over the Warriors. They'll hand off again to Sikowski, and he'll look to try to bump it to the outside. Actually, no, this was Boutice carrying the ball, and he was brought down by Sydney near the line, I believe. Coming through there was Anthony Giordano.
Yeah, it was real close. They're taking a look at it right now, but they still have a mark shy of it, so it's 4th-1.
Yeah, Jordan Nello breaking through there and making the tackle. Yeah, still short, so a 4th down. Now, last time Harpersville Afton went for it deep down here, they ended up cashing in, so let's see what they get this time. So they're taking their time breaking the huddle.
Just shy of the 10, right?
Yep. Yeah, just shy of the 10. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Oleksak looking. He's got a wide receiver split out to the left. And they're going to hand it off. They go to Merrill. Merrill cuts back. It's good for the first down across the 10, maybe to about the 8-yard line here for the Hornets.
Yeah, nice little play. Dive right to the first back through on the left-hand side. Huge gaping hole by the offensive line for the Harpersville Afton Hornets and gives them a first down, first and goal.
So a minute to go in the first quarter, a 13-0 lead here for the Hornets over the Warriors. And the Hornets trying to add to it, taking their time here in the huddle. Play clock is at 20, and they'll break the huddle here. This could be the last play of the first quarter. Let's see how fast they can get it off. One wide receiver split to the left, one to the right. And waiting for the call here from Oleksak. He's under center. He's going to pitch to Merrill to the left side. Cuts back, pushing the pile forward. And, boy, he gets down to about the 3-yard line before the pile pushes him in the other direction.
Nice little design play there by Afton Harpersville. On that play, the wing back came back in motion and took the pitch, went off to the left side, and had some help from his line pushing, but they didn't quite get to the 5, so it's just shy of the 5-yard line.
That's going to do it for the first quarter. It's a 13-0 lead for Afton Harpersville over Sydney. Second quarter coming up. We'll see if the Hornets can add to that lead when we come back on WCDO.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the second quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's Nate Lull, Tim Cutting. Feels good to be back, doesn't it, Tim?
Sure does. And we're getting a treat in offense by the Harpersville Afton Hornets right now, and they're right down in the Sydney Warrior territory, right at about the 5-yard line, second down and goal.
So we will switch ends of the field. So now it is the Hornets going right to left. They're in the white tops, the navy blue pants, the navy blue helmets as well. Sydney is in the maroon tops, the gray helmets, and the white pants here tonight. And so this will be the first play of the second quarter with the Hornets leading the Warriors 13-0. And Brody Oleksak will stroll up to the line. And I like this. The Hornets taking their time. They didn't try to rush it at the end of the first quarter. No need to. They have the lead. They're going to snap the ball and look to hand it off again for Merrill. Pushing the pile forward. He's going to get taken down, but he's going to be right at the line. So this is going to be a 2nd and goal, I believe, here. Yes, for the Hornets. No, 3rd and goal. Excuse me.
Yeah, 3rd and goal. It takes it down to about the, just I'm going to say, the 3-yard line. And that's what they have left for the touchdown.
And so the call comes in from the side for Oleksak. Again, a fantastic wrestler for the Hornets for BGAH. Got to states last year. I think he would have had a really good chance. He was the top seed in his weight class. but had an arm injury in the first round. He was winning that, and it was in the waning seconds, and he was unable to continue in the tournament. So doing his best here as a QB in his senior season. He'll hand off here, and this is going to be a touchdown for the Harpersville Afton Hornets. And again, running right up the middle, I believe that was Colton Sikowski scoring. Yes, it was, for the Hornets. And they now have a 19-0 lead over Sydney here on the road.
Real nice fake by the quarterback on the jet sweep, and then just popped the ball into the running back, and he didn't get touched, rocked into the end zone. Touchdown for the Hornets.
So Sikowski with his first touchdown on about a 2-yard run. And now Harpersville Afton will be doing the extra point kicking duties, and this one is blocked, kind of a line drive into the line. But it doesn't matter as the Hornets have a 19-0 lead over Sydney. We'll be right back. Early second quarter action here on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo is down in our Main Street Sydney studio, and he's our in-game producer tonight, so a big thank you to Jim. We were able to sneak in 17 basketball games, and that was fun during the shortened season, and now we're on to football. So usually it's the other way around. A little bit of a squib kick here by the Hornets. They almost caught up to that one. Sydney just falling on it in time. So the Warriors now going left to right will start at their own 38-yard line.
Yeah, real nice play right there. I don't know who it was. Came up from his up back spot and dove on the ball just at the nick of time to keep the ball for the Warriors.
I believe it was Danny Calkins on the play.
Danny Calkins.
And he was just able to just get to that one in time because the Hornets were coming again. This Harpersville Afton team looks very hungry to me tonight, Tim.
Yeah, they look very motivated, and they want to play, and they're really excited about showing what they can do.
And here is Mosier on first down, wants to throw. It's just a little bit behind Kevin McEwen, and it falls incomplete for Sydney.
Second pass, I think, attempt right there. It's really hard to throw that crosswind, so that was definitely part of the reason why the ball was behind the receiver.
So a second and 10 coming up here for the Warriors. As Mosier barking out the signals here, trying to get the guys set at the line. Mosier, of course, known for that speed. We'll see if he'll run a little bit more tonight. Wants to throw right back to McEwen. This one is complete. Cuts it back. He's got a first down and more. Hurdles over a tackler before he's brought down in Hornets territory at about the 48-yard line. Very nice run there by Kevin McEwen.
Yeah, different version of the speed sweep. Just threw it right out to McEwen in the flat right away, and they had nothing but open field to get the first down.
And so here are the Warriors now again going left to right. They're in Hornets territory, and here is Mosier in the shotgun. Mosier's going to do a QB keeper here right up the middle. He's got a good block. Now he bounces outside to the right. Mosier with that speed. There it is. Turns on the jets. He's at the 20. Cuts back to the 15. Brought down at the 10-yard line. Big pickup there for the Sydney Warriors.
Now we see why he is the quarterback. He can do it all. He can throw the ball, and he can also run. He makes that decision and takes it right up with the quarterback keep up the right side and kicks it out to the right sideline up the field. First and 10 for the Warriors.
10:20 to go, second quarter. Harpersville Afton football with a 19-0 lead over Sydney. Mosier trying to get Sydney on the board. He does. It's a QB keeper again right up the middle, and a touchdown for the Warriors.
Looked like a broken play. It looked like he dropped the ball, and everybody just kind of like stopped for a second, and then he just picked it up and jetted into the end zone.
So about a 5-yard TD run there for Mosier, and it gets Sydney on the board, and maybe that's what they needed, Tim.
Yeah, definitely a big thing right there. I mean, you definitely didn't want to come down four scores. So get the Warriors a little momentum going here.
It looks like Sydney's going to go for two, try to get back in this ball game. Mosier is going to hand this one off to Harrington, going to bull his way forward. No official signal. Yes, no, he didn't get in. And he was none able to get in, so that makes it 19-6 with just over 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll step away. Hornets with the ball when we come back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in Unadilla is not only your one stop for all of your pharmaceutical needs, but Brown's also carries Burt's Bees products, cards, candy, Nature's Bounty vitamins, over-the-counter and prescription drugs, and more. Small in size, but large in healthcare products for you and your family. It's Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to 1.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Sydney scores a touchdown on a five-yard little QB keeper from Peyton Mosier, but they still find themselves down 19-6 to Harpersville Afton here early in the second quarter on Sydney's turf field at Sydney Alumni Field. And it's Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here tonight. Our first football game on the radio of this fall two season, as they're calling it. So
fall two.
This is, never thought we would see anything like this. Tim, basketball before football, but yeah. Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, definitely. Get to watch something out there, that's for sure.
So Sydney will be kicking off, and we'll see if they decide to kick deep. Sometimes Coach Matthews, you never know, he might have a little trick up his sleeve here. We'll see as the Warriors find themselves down in a 19-6 hole. And so the Warriors will kick this one long, and it will take a Sydney bounce. It will be picked up here by Harpersville Afton and fielded, and not much of a return there for the kicker, Jamie McWhorter, but he did what he had to do to hold onto that ball.
It was kind of funny because the ball hit the ground and bounced back to the guy as he was running back to try to block for the receiver that didn't get the ball, but he picked it up, kept the ball, and now the Hornets will take over first and 10.
So this will be the Hornets with the ball at the 31-yard line, and again, they have scored on every possession here tonight, right, Tim? Yeah, they scored every time they've had the ball. Sydney had the ball first, had a nice drive, went down, stalled out deep in the Hornets' territory, and then it was two plays on that first drive for the Hornets to just run it right down Sydney's throat and score. And it's been all Hornets until that last drive when Mosier was able to put one in there for the Warriors. And so here is Alexak with a little quarterback keeper of his own for the Hornets. Bulls his way out to about the 35, pickup of about four on the play.
Quarterback to the left-hand side, reads the end and kicks it back inside off the tackle and end gap. Gets about 4 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and six.
And so Harpersville Afton taking their time here in the huddle as they have this 19-6 lead with 9:40 to go here in the second quarter. Just a reminder, I'll be on the radio tomorrow. We'll have a little eight-man football action. It's Unitego and Unadilla Valley. That game's over on the turf at Norwich High School. So looking forward to that one. You can join us tomorrow, 2 o'clock kickoff, about a 1:45 Butler Auto pregame show tomorrow. So here is the Hornets with the ball, and they'll run one to the outside here. QB keep again for Alexak. He's still on his feet across midfield. He's into Sydney territory to the 40, down to the 35, before he's tackled there by Mosier as well as Charlie Thiel. And a nice run there by Brody Alexak.
Great ball fake right there, and actually didn't think he had the ball, and then all of a sudden he popped out behind the line and was free to run and got into the Warrior territory. The ball was going to be spotted, I believe, right at about the 35-yard line.
Well done there by Harpersville Afton, and they've just had all the answers here tonight, Tim. Everything they've dialed up. Head coach Jason Lyon has done his homework, and this team looks polished and ready to go.
Running out of a variety of different formations. We've seen the single back. We've seen the wishbone and seen the jet sweep, which is something you always see from Harpersville.
8:40 to go in the second quarter. It's 19-6. That's our score. Harpersville Afton leading the Sydney Warriors. And they are at the Sydney 35-yard line. A little pitch to the outside looking for Merrill. He turns on the jets. He's at the 20. To the 10, to the 5, and Luke Merrill is in for his second touchdown of the night, and the Hornets add to their lead.
Little toss sweep to the back, and he really didn't have anything to do but run into the end zone right there because he had some really good blocking on the edge to give him to the sideline and scored.
About a 35-yard run, I would say, there for Merrill. Very nicely done, and Harpersville Afton will be doing the kicking duties here for the extra point. With 8:20 to go in the second quarter, it is Harpersville Afton 25 and Sydney 6. Or maybe they're going to go for two here. Let's see. I haven't seen the setup yet. They are still in the huddle waiting. But, boy, this running attack, I mean, we've seen Alexak from the quarterback position. You've seen Merrill doing some running. You've seen Butice, Sikowski, all being able to run the ball here tonight for the Hornets. They're going to go for two, and Oleksak is going to roll to the outside. He wants to throw, and this one's tipped away. We'll have a flag on the play, and so that'll do it anyways. 25-6 now our score. Let's see what the flag is, though.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be like a motion or false start because he threw that really, really quick. I think he wanted the play blown dead.
Referees getting together here to talk about it. And haven't seen an official call yet. Here we go. Going to be a false start. Yep, against Harpersville Afton. So that'll do it here on that drive as Harpersville Afton punches it in again with Luke Merrill, making it 25-6 with 8:20 to go in the second quarter. The Hornets on top of the Warriors. We'll be back on CDO.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So it is Harpersville Afton with the lead now, 25-6 over Sydney with 8:20 to go here in this second quarter and a long kickoff here. Warriors looking to chase this one back. It'll bounce out of bounds, and so Sydney will pick it up at about the 18-yard line. And Friday Night Lights here again, Tim.
Yeah.
Very good to see.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we just had a sighting from Mr. Liam Matthews. I'm just looking over here to my left, and I believe he's sitting there with his mom.
I did see the Matthews family coming up the stairs. I couldn't quite see who all was there. Of course, limited spectators these days at these contests, but I think anyone who is here is very thankful to be to be watching, so that's a good thing. And so this will be the Sydney Warriors picking the ball up, again, with 8:20 to go here in the second quarter. It's 25-6. Harpersville Afton is on top of Sydney. But the Warriors did score on their last drive. Let's see if they can do it again.
Yeah, they had a really good rhythmic offense going there, and hopefully they can continue that.
So here is Mosier on a first down, wants to throw to the outside, but it's incomplete. Intended receiver on the far side was Skyler Rao.
Yeah, just a little bit out in front of him and fell incomplete. We'll bring up second down and 10.
And so this will be Sydney again, hustling up to the line. Mosier with the snap. He wants to keep it. Harpersville Afton was a little late getting up to the line there. Mosier tries to take advantage, but he's tripped up after a gain of about two on the play.
Second time that Sydney's caught them off guard like that, and they've got positive yards on the play. Just off to the left side, third down and a long six.
Sydney trying to convert, going left to right here. They're in the maroon with the white pants and the gray helmets here tonight. Mosier wants to drop back and throw. He does. It's complete. He's got his man. It's going to be a first down for Sydney right up to midfield. And coming off the bottom of the pile there was Danny Calkins again.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Had a couple receivers in the area. One turned into a blocker for the receiver and got the Warriors first down. I think we have a timeout.
Timeout is taken here. And it looks like it's going to be taken by Harpersville Afton. We'll step away. 7.5 to go in the second quarter. It is Harpersville Afton leading Sydney 25-6 tonight on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
It's mid-second quarter here up on the hill in Sydney. A 25-6 lead for Harpersville Afton over the Sydney Warriors with 7.5 to go here in the second quarter. Make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. our first night of high school football here on WCDL. We'll be doing a Saturday afternoon game at 2 o'clock tomorrow between Unitego and UV. Here's Mosier out of the timeout on a QB keeper. Another first down, and he is across the 40 to the Harper's Lafton 38. There is that speed. When he turns it on, Tim, he can really go.
Yeah, he started off to his left side and just planted a foot, and then he was gone. Like, as Nate said, the kid is so quick. First down for the Warriors.
You know, I'm so happy for everybody out there, but I know Peyton really loves football and, of course, really loves baseball. And so he's going to get to play both of those here this spring. And here's Mosier with another QB keeper to the outside. Good for another first down, down to about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, nice little play there off to the left side. This time he doesn't put his foot in the ground. He takes the blocks on the edge and gets another 11 yards.
He'll be playing baseball at SUNY Cortland, which is a very, very good SUNYAC Division III program. Everybody wants to go play there, it seems, and Peyton got the job done. He's tripped up here as, again, he tries to just tuck it and run. He's at the 25, brought down.
He gets about two on this play, I think. Well, maybe not, maybe just one. But anyways, the defensive end for Harpersville Afton did a very nice job, shut his block and made a nice form tackle right there on Mosier.
Yeah, I believe that was Rocco Arderney again coming up and making the tackle there for the Hornets. And here is Mosier. This time he's going to drop back to pass on second down, going for the corner of the end zone. He's got a receiver. It's a touchdown there for Alec Fogarty for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, nice little play right there. They've been seeing the whole Mosier show, just running to the left, running to the right, and then all of a sudden they drop back and throw a pass. Touchdown, Warriors.
And the wind has really calmed down a little bit here late in the second quarter, allowing Sydney to throw that pass. Really nicely thrown there by Mosier, and Fogarty was wide open for the catch.
Yeah, if anybody tried to throw that pass in the first quarter, it would have been down on Route 8.
Yeah, it was down on warm-ups, and they were trying to just pass, you know, 5 yards, and it was just all over the place. So well done there by Sydney. They've cut the lead to 25-12, and they're going to go for two. Here is Mosier in the shotgun, holds it, wants to tuck it and run. Tries to cut back to the inside, dives in, and it's good for two. And so the two-point conversion is good. Sydney is back in this ball game with 6:26 to go in the second quarter. It's the Hornets leading the Warriors now by a score of 25 to 14. We'll be back here in just a minute on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
25-14, Harpersville Afton leading Sydney with 6:26 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down in our Sydney Main Street Studios. A great pass there from Peyton Mosier to Alec Fogarty for the touchdown for Sydney.
And I was going to say, they took that time out. Harper's left and took that time out because they were getting beat to off the ball because they weren't ready on defense, and Sydney has just really got a good rhythmic offense going right now.
And so Sydney will kick this one deep. It gets through, and Luke Merrill's going to have to chase it all the way back to the 5-yard line. Brings it out on that far side of the field, and he is brought down at about the 18-yard line. He had to chase that one pretty much down to the 5 and then had to bring it back out. Good kickoff there by Sydney.
Yeah, I think he was a little surprised that the ball carried as far as it did, and he did a really nice job getting it back almost to the 20-yard line where they will take over first and 10.
Harper's Lafton has looked very good, very crisp on offense. The Sydney defense trying to step it up, but kudos to the Warriors for hanging around in this ballgame. It would have been very easy to just fold it up early because the Hornets were playing very well, but Coach Matthews' team is here to fight here tonight.
Yeah, I think we have a timeout.
Timeout taken by the Warriors. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 6:15 to go in the second quarter. It's the Hornets leading the Warriors 25-14 tonight on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's 6:15 to go in this first quarter, 25-14. The Harpers of Lafton Hornets leading the Sydney Warriors. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you tonight. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. An exciting start here tonight. Again, we just said it, but the Hornets jumped out to that early lead, and Sydney trying to claw their way back in here before the halftime break. But you know, that wind is still swirling around a little bit down there as I'm looking at the American flag off to our right. But other than that, a pretty nice night to be out here for these guys playing some high school football.
In March. Yep, that's definitely for sure. It's not a bad night as far as that goes, as long as the wind stays down.
And so here are the Hornets on offense. And they're going to have two wide receivers split out to the left and two to the right as they are going right to left. Now, they're in the white tops with the maroon pants and the maroon helmet. And they're going to run it off to the outside here with Alexak with a little quarterback keeper brought down. Good job by the Sydney defense. Streaking through there was Harrington, doing what he does best, puts that wrestling tackle on him and brings him to the turf.
And I'll say this right now, if he doesn't make that tackle, he's still running. I mean, there is nobody anywhere near him at that corner.
And so this will be a second down. He did pick up about 3 yards on the play, so this will be about a second and seven. Again, the Hornets going right to left, and they'll have the ball out at about the 27 about the 26-yard line here. So 5.5 to go in this second quarter. It's 25-14. Little run to the outside here for Luke Merrill, and he'll bounce forward for about 3 yards.
Real hard running right there by Luke Merrill. He was hit in the backfield by one of the Sydney Warrior offensive linemen and broke that tackle and got about 4 more yards and brings up 3rd down and 2.
So this would be very big if the Sydney defense could get a stop here, and they would maybe have a chance late in the second quarter to maybe put another score on the board, and we'd have a heck of a score going into halftime. If you're the Hornets here and you can convert this first down, you're still in the driver's seat.
Right, and then you're getting the ball in the second half.
Yeah, very good point, as Sydney did get the ball first tonight, had that great drive. They were down inside the red zone before it stalled out on 4th down. So here is Alexak on a 3rd and short. He's going to pitch one to the far side for Boutisse, and he'll cut to the outside. He's going to pick up a 1st down and roped out of bounds. He didn't get it by much, maybe about 1 yard before he's pushed out at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, nice little play right there for the Hornets on the, to the right side, just a little sweep toss, and running back gets the 1st down yardage and continues the drive.
And so it looks like we have a little bit of a timeout here. Harpers of Lafton now back in the huddle. Okay, I thought that official was pointing up to the clock for some reason, but play clock is still running down, and the game clock has stopped at the moment.
Yeah, he did.
Yep. And so it's at 31, at the 31-yard line here. And so the Hornets now will walk up to the line. Play clock is at 5. They're looking to get this one off on a 1st down, and they do. They'll look to push it to the outside. Merrill has nowhere to go as the Sydney defense breaking through. And that was John Mark Crawford ripping down Merrill in the backfield.
Yeah, John Mark Crawford grabbed a whole bit of the jersey, and that's all he could get, but that's all he needed. He brought him down, and he loses probably about, I'm going to say, 4 yards.
The Sydney defense has really started to step up here in this second quarter. And, you know, you have some really good guys on that line when I think about John Mark Crawford and Ian Fogarty both going on to play football at the next level. In fact, Ian Fogarty just announcing today that he will be playing at New Haven in Connecticut next year, which is a Division II school. And he's put in a lot of work to get there. And same with John Mark going on to play at the Division III level. So very exciting stuff for these Sydney Warriors in the future.
Congratulations to both young men.
And so this will be a 2nd down and about 5 to go for the Hornets with 3:20 to go in this second quarter. They're going to pitch to Boutais on the far side. He'll pick up a first down and more. 35 out to the 40 and to the 41 here. And so they'll move the chains again here for the Hornets.
Yeah, a little quick toss over to the right side out on the end. Lead blockers up the sideline. Gets him very close. And they're going to say short.
Oh, wow.
We're going to measure. Measure. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought that was...
What's your guess?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I think they... I thought they got it, but we'll see.
He's throwing it short.
Yep. So a third and short here. My apologies. I thought that was a second and short, but it was a little bit longer there. So now it's third and really short. And so the Hornets again with 2:45 to go in this second quarter, trying to pick up some key yards to really give themselves some protection. Even if they don't score in this drive, like you said, Tim, they're going to get the ball back to start the third quarter.
Yeah, they've had such a good offensive first half. You know, you wouldn't want to end on a turning it over this close in the Warrior territory.
And so this is a third and short. They're approaching midfield. They're going to pitch to the outside to go for Merrill again. Merrill's going to pick up the first down, turns the corner. We got a flag on the play, slides to midfield before he's knocked out of bounds.
Late flag coming from all the way in the back. It's probably going to be a legal block, I would think, but we'll see.
So we'll see what the flag is here again. Actually, yeah, it's going to be against the Hornets.
Holding on the Hornets, going to negate a first down.
So this will be a third and long now for the Hornets with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. And our score is 25-14. Harper Zelafton is leading the Sydney Warriors.
They're getting ready to mark it off right now, and it's definitely going to take away that first down.
That was a good run by Merrill, too. It was a sweep to the outside. He was able to turn the corner, and it looked like the Hornets were going to be in pretty good shape there. But unfortunately for them, that flag came in from that backside.
Kind of reminds me of watching Tioga, because their backs are very patient, like you said before, Nate. They really do wait for their blocks to happen, and when they happen, they're at top speed within a second.
Yeah, I've been very impressed with the Hornets here tonight, being very patient. Oftentimes you see them try to hit the hole too early, and you know, nothing really develops. But this is a team that has some veteran guys on it from the last couple of years. When you think about Oleksak, when you think about Merrill, these guys have some good experience over the last couple of years, and it's showing here tonight, even though I think they're probably trying to knock the rust off too, right? I mean, it's been a long time since these guys have stepped out onto the field for a real football game. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. This is going to be about a third down. What do you think, Tim? Six?
Yeah, I'll say six. Long six.
So this will be about a third and six here for the Hornets. They're going to pitch to the outside. They go to Boutais again, and he'll pick that first down up to the 45, to the 50, into Sydney territory before he's knocked out of bounds at about the 46. And so the Hornets do the job and move the chains.
If it isn't broke, don't fix it. And I'll tell you what, that's what they're doing. They're just continually running out on the outside right now. Lead blockers galore out there, and nice little pickup for the first down.
Well done by the Hornets. And I think what's impressive is it's not just one guy. They have a lot of weapons they can hurt you with here. Two, three, four guys doing a good job running the ball tonight so far for Harper Zelafton. And so with a minute 43 to go here in the second quarter, it's a 25-14 lead for Harper Zelafton over Sydney.
And they have two timeouts, right? Harpersville?
I believe so, yes. And so this will be the Hornets at midfield on the Sydney S. And they're going to hand off to the outside again for Merrill. Sydney reads it very well this time. Harrington and Mosier were right there before Merrill could even turn the corner.
Yeah, they tried to jet sweep to the left side, and the Sydney Warriors were not fooled on that play. They will lose probably 4 yards on it, bringing up second down and 14.
So again, the clock down to a minute 35 to go. We're going to have a penalty against the Hornets, and now those yellow flags really starting to add up and hurt the Hornets here, Tim.
Yeah, definitely are. I mean, they lost yardage on the play anyways, but now they're going to lose even more.
Remember, if you want some more high school football, tomorrow we will have 8-man action for you as It will be Unadilla Valley taking on Unitigo, who is playing 8-man this spring. That game's going to be at 2 o'clock over on the turf in Norwich.
You just said it. I was just getting ready to say 8-man football on the turf. That's going to be something. Sorry, I'm not going to be able to be there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fast and furious, although Unadilla Valley's one of their top players, Kyler Butts, he's going to play at St. John Fisher next year. He got injured and broke a bone in his ankle in the week one victory over Green, so he will not be there tomorrow for the UV Storm. So otherwise, I think UV would have had a very potent attack tomorrow, and they still do without him, but wish that he'd be playing tomorrow. Here is a pass for the Hornets. They're going to pick up a first down and more, and Mosier's going to try to knock his man out of bounds, and he does. That's Butais again on the pass from Oleksak to the far side across midfield to the 40, to the 30, and then knocked out of bounds at about the 20 and down to maybe the 15.
Yeah, I think they got all the way down to their Warrior 15. Nice little pass play out into the what you call the flat area on the right-hand side, and the receiver did a fantastic job after catch, making up the yardage.
Yeah, very well done, as we've seen all these weapons here tonight for the Hornets. With a minute 12 to go in the second quarter, now the Hornets, just a few minutes ago, looked like they were just going to take this lead into the locker room. Right now, it looks like they're knocking on the doorstep again. They lead 25-14. And so Oleksak will be under center here for the Hornets. He'll look to snap it and hand it off. Merrill's going to cut back and right up the middle, and this is going to be a touchdown here for the Harpersville Afton Hornets. And that is Merrill running it up the middle for the Hornets and the touchdown.
We'll play off to the left side between the guard and tackle, and Merrill made a cut out just past the linebackers into the end zone.
So a touchdown run there for Merrill. His third here of the night, and that currently gives Harpersville Afton a 31-14 lead over Sydney with just over a minute to go in the second quarter. So Merrill runs that one in, and now it looks like it will be the Hornets going for two. So they've done a little bit of everything tonight. They've done some kicking, and they have also done some two-point conversions. Oleksak kind of bobbles that and throws to the far side as he was getting some pressure, and it is incomplete. So our score is 31-14 after the failed two-point conversion. Sydney will have the ball when we come back late in the second quarter. They trail 31-14 on WCDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Late in the second quarter here on WCDO, it's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. And Harpersville Afton is leading Sydney 31-14. And, boy, that a drive that looked like it wasn't going to come up with anything, Tim. Again, the Hornets are able to find a way to cash in.
Yeah, they're just so athletic, and they can make things happen in an instant. And that's just exactly what happened. I mean, they were looking at a first and almost 20. And on that play, they threw it just into the flat about 10 yards, and that was it.
Little squib kick here for Harpersville Afton is going to actually roll out of bounds, nobody touching it, and so Sydney will take over with just about a minute left here, 1:07 to go in the second quarter. And I know this is where Coach Matthews loves to maximize this time. He's going to try to find a way to squeeze and get all the juice he can out of this last 1:07 here for the Warriors.
Yeah, this is a big minute and 7 seconds for the Warriors. If they could get into the end zone going into halftime knowing that Harpersville Afton is going to get the ball, that would definitely help them out and, going into the second half.
So we'll see if the Hornets defense can get a stop or if the Sydney offense, which really seems to be kind of finding its groove now, see what they can come up with. They're going to throw to the outside on a first down. Pass is incomplete on that far side as they were looking for Skylar Rao.
Yeah, just a little pass out to the left-hand side, and it just was a little bit too far for the receiver to catch, so second down and 10.
About a minute to go here in the second quarter. Under the lights at Sydney's Alumni Field. Mosier's going to throw on second down. It's complete, and then in and out of the hands there of Kevin McHugh and into double coverage. Looks like he was going to haul it in, but then dropped it at the last second.
Made a really nice adjustment on the ball in midair and cut in front of the defender. Almost made a really nice catch in heavy coverage, but incomplete. Third and 10.
So interesting calls there as Sydney goes to the air on first and second down. And it looks like they might do it again. Mosier's in the shotgun, and now we're going to have a flag on the play. I believe this one is going to be on Sydney.
Now they're calling. Yeah. Harper's left.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Encroachment.
It's a little encroachment. I thought I saw somebody jump there on that Sydney line, but a little gift here is going to give Sydney a couple yards, and now they'll have a third and 5, I would say, as they're going left to right. They are at their own 40-yard line. With 57 seconds to go in the second quarter. Mosier in the shotgun, drops back. He's got some pressure, throws to the outside. It's complete, but then bobbled, and that's going to be an incomplete pass, as, again, he was looking on that far side for Kevin McHugh.
Justin Fargo with a real nice hit on McHugh, made him dislodge the ball. McHugh had it in his hands and would have had a first down for the Warriors, but now it's 4th and 5.
So a fourth down, and it looks like Sydney will be doing some punting here, I believe, with Mosier. Merrill is going to be back to our right at the Hornets' 30-yard line. So Sydney rolls the dice there a little bit, tries to go to the air. They just come up empty there on a couple of pass attempts there to Rao and McHugh. Waiting for the snap on the punt. And Mosier will haul this one in. Good-looking punt from Mosier up into the night sky. Merrill's going to track this one down. Lost it. And then he's able to scoop it up. He lost it again. And ball is loose on the turf. Back to the 25 before the Hornets fall on it.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Warriors had a chance, but they were covered a little bit too quick for the Hornets to get there, and the Warriors missed an opportunity there.
So 47 seconds to go now in the second quarter. We'll see if Harper Zalafton wants to just run some clock here or if they'll try to keep their high up-tempo offense going. We'll see. So, again, our first football game of the shortened season here tonight on WCDO. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. Thanks for joining us online as well at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of SFCU. And it's just great to see all these local athletes, whether it's football, soccer, field hockey, cross country, volleyball, all these fall two sports. So good to see these athletes back out playing the sports that they love once again. So here are the Hornets on a first down. And 10, they're going to run to the outside. Good for about 5 yards for Sikowski there. And that clock's going to continue to move.
Warriors kept him in bounds. I think he may have lost a yard on the play, but we'll see what the sticks say.
No gain on the play.
No gain.
Oh, wow. I thought maybe they got a little more there, but stuffed at the line. And so I think we might see one more play here, or maybe the Hornets are just going to pack it in. Alexak still coming over from the sideline. And yeah.
There's like a second difference between the clock and the play and the game clock.
So they are going to have to get one more play here before our halftime break. And they're just going to take a knee. So it'll be 31-14 at the half. It's Harper Zalafton on top of Sydney. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This